Penguin Random House Audio presents The Partner Plot by Christina Forrest, read for you by Ore Nash and Benjamin Charles. For Jason. Prologue. 11.5 years ago. For Violet Green, there was a distinct moment when her life stopped feeling like monotonous days on a calendar and suddenly began in earnest. A moment that changed everything. It happened at 16 years old when she laid her eyes on Xavier Wright. It was the first day of her junior year, fourth period PE. Because the PE teachers didn't even attempt to teach on the first day of school, the students were left to their own devices. Violet was sitting on the bleachers with some of the other girls on the dance team, and while the rest of the squad talked about upcoming routines and new uniforms, Violet stared off into space, replaying the argument she'd had with her mother earlier that morning. The night before, Violet had been caught sneaking through the back door after midnight, even though her parents had told her she couldn't party before the first day of school. They'd grounded her, and this morning, as she entered the kitchen, her mother, Dahlia, thought Violet was purposely adding insult to injury with her chosen ensemble. A sleeveless cropped cable knit sweater, skinny jeans with rips in the knees, and the beat up leather Oxford she'd thrifted over the summer. To leave one's home in ripped and or cropped clothing was a big no in Dahlia's book, and she couldn't understand why Violet would willingly dress in such a fashion. She ordered Violet to go back to her room and change. But to Violet, clothes were a form of expression. She often spent hours curating her closet and poring over fashion magazines. In her daydreams, she imagined what her future life would be like when she escaped Willow Ridge, New Jersey, her small, stifling hometown, where no one and nothing changed. Violet couldn't wait to escape to New York City or Los Angeles, maybe even to Paris or Milan. Any city that was immersed in the fashion world. Cities filled with creatives and individuals who would embrace Violet exactly as she was and wouldn't wish she were more academically accomplished like her older sister Iris, or of a sweeter nature like her younger sister Lily. The plight of the middle child was that you were never enough one way or another. In the end, Violet had refused to change her clothes. Steam blew out of Dahlia's ears at Violet's defiance, while her father Benjamin looked on, rubbing his temples with a sigh. Because Violet hadn't changed her outfit, more days were added to her grounding sentence. The prolonged argument with her mother caused Violet and Lily, who was a sophomore, to be late to school. The school secretary, Mrs. Franklin, had written Lily's late slip with a forgiving smile, but she'd given Violet a stern look. "You're already off to a rocky start this year, Miss Green," she said. "Let's not make a habit of tardiness." Then she paused, eyeing Violet's outfit and her bright green polymer clay drop earrings. "Those are quite the attention grabber."
"Thank you," Violet said, smiling sweetly, even though she knew she hadn't been paid a compliment.
Violet was aware that the majority of the adults in her life had their opinions about her. She was too distracted, too defiant, just too much in general. She knew that she'd never be able to truly thrive in a town like Willow Ridge. The minute she graduated, she'd be on the first train out of there. She'd become a celebrity stylist and attend couture shows around the world. She'd feel the high fashion fabric between her fingertips and finally hold her dreams in the palms of her hands. That was what she was thinking about when Bianca, her friend and fellow dance team captain, nudged her.
"Have you seen the new boy?"
Bianca asked. Violet snapped out of her daydream and turned to Bianca, whose attention was fixed on the other end of the gymnasium.
"What new boy?"
Violet asked, following Bianca's line of sight. Then she saw him. He was tall and slim with light brown skin. He wore a bright red polo and matching red and black Jordans. He aimlessly dribbled a basketball as he stood among a group of boys underneath the basketball hoop. He held their attention, gesturing with his hands while he spoke and laughing with his whole body. Alive. New. Violet sat up straighter.
"He's Raheem's cousin,"
Bianca continued. Raheem was Bianca's on-again, off-again boyfriend of 2 years.
His name's Xavier. I told you about him, didn't I?
Maybe, Violet said, still staring. She'd given up on boys her own age after too many disappointments. They were immature and only wanted to know what she looked like naked. This new boy, Xavier, was cute. Cuter than most of the boys in her year, and it seemed like he'd actually made an effort with his outfit rather than rolling out of bed and throwing on sweats. But chances were he wasn't much different than the rest.
Where'd he transfer from?
Philly,
Bianca answered.
He's really good at basketball. At least that's what Raheem told me.
Violet watched as Xavier smoothly passed the basketball from palm to palm as he spoke. The motion mesmerized her.
It sucks that he had to leave Philly and move here, she said.
Then, as if he knew she was talking about him, Xavier glanced over and caught Violet staring. His full lips curled into a smile and butterfly wings immediately fluttered in her stomach. She cleared her throat and began searching through her bag for lip gloss or gum. Anything to make herself look busy and like she hadn't just been gawking. Gawking was something that Violet Green did not do.
He's coming over here,
Bianca suddenly said. Down on the bleachers below them, Shalia McNair, another junior and quite possibly the biggest gossip in Willow Ridge, quickly whispered to their group,
I heard that Xavier made all-state basketball at his old school. They say colleges are already scouting him, and he doesn't have a girlfriend.
I saw him at Wendy's the other day, and he said what's up to me.
I think he likes me.
Bianca rolled her eyes.
You think everyone likes you?
Shalia huffed and tossed her braids over her shoulder, but she didn't disagree. All the while, Violet kept her head down, pretending to be engrossed in her effort to find her lip gloss. She heard Xavier's footsteps grow closer as he climbed the bleachers. Then the other girls fell quiet as his sneakers appeared right in Violet's line of sight. His shadow loomed over her. She slowly applied her lip gloss and took her time as she screwed the cap closed and dropped the gloss back inside her purse. Finally, she looked up into Xavier's face. He was smiling at her, displaying a deep dimple in his right cheek. The persistent, fluttering butterfly wings threatened to undo her composure, but she tamped them down and schooled her features. Cool as a cucumber.
What's up?
Xavier said. His voice was smooth like velvet. He held out his hand.
I'm Xavier.
Violet gingerly placed her hand in his, and his long fingers curled around her much shorter ones. Her pulse pounded in her ears.
Violet.
Pretty name,
he said.
I thought I'd come over and introduce myself since you were staring at me and everything.
Violet sucked in a breath and pulled her hand from his grasp.
I was not staring at you.
He tilted his head and smirked.
Then what would you call it?
She frowned at him and pursed her lips, her only defense.
I was staring at you too, though.
He continued.
I couldn't help it. You're the prettiest girl at this school.
That sent the girls sitting around Violet into a frenzy of whispers. Secretly, Xavier's compliment warmed her, but she refused to be so easily won.
You're going to have to do better than that, she said.
Don't worry, I will.
He sat down beside her and goosebumps spread across her skin as their arms brushed. He smelled like fresh laundry.
I'm new here.
I see that.
He smirked again.
What do I need to know about Willow Ridge?
Isn't Raheem your cousin? He should have already told you.
So you've been talking about me.
He leaned past Violet and glanced at Bianca, who looked away, hiding her grin.
Not really,
Violet said. It's a small school. Whenever there's a new person, we find out your business real quick.
Well, they don't know all my business.
She quirked an eyebrow. What else is there to know?
That you and I are gonna chill on Friday night.
Violet stilled. Beside her, Bianca made a oop sound. She knew Violet's stance on dating high school boys all too well. Violet no longer bothered giving them the time of day. A hush fell over the dance team girls, and they watched Violet poised to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?